the question was asked, if a person really feels like most of the time they're not connecting with tefillah and they don't feel like davening, and when they do daven they don't feel like they're connecting, would we tell them that they should really cut it down to size, and is that normal, and how do they advance from there? So let's begin with it's normal. Unfortunately, most people aren't even aware that they're not connecting to tefillah. If we have to have the Mishnah tell us, al tas tefillatcha keva, don't treat your prayer like it's something I just got to do, then obviously a lot of people are feeling that their prayer is something that they just got to do. The Mishnah already says we shouldn't treat it that way. Now, in every aspect of midot, every aspect of working on things, there are different ways that we can work on it, and different people find different things work for them. For one person, if he travels up to Tzfat and davens there, and then he travels to the Kotel and davens there, if once a week he has an inspirational tefillah, that will help him have kavanah and other tefillot as well. Guys, please take one slice apiece. Or you know what, Adam, could you give out one slice per person, please? Thank you. And if you don't mind ducking, because I don't think the camera could see me. I don't know if they're recording anyways, but... okay. So there are multiple ways in which we can work on things. What usually works best for most people is working through the emotion. Most people connect to Shabbos because of the feeling much more than the intellectual. The Torah says this commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Torah says this commemorates monotheism and that God created the world in one day. To most people, they're not going to connect to that. They're going to far sooner connect to the Shabbos candles and the family meal. And because we experience things, and that's what moves us more, so it's always good to try to work on things in that angle. Different things speak to different people. For one person, if he goes to mikveh in the morning and then composes his own tefillah, that's what's going to talk to him. For another person, if he goes to the hospital first and then davens, he's going to have more kavanah. For a third person, if he goes to Hasidei Slonim, you know, I used to go ask Rav Halberstam Zatzal my questions. And I made it a practice of trying to get there early, so I got my name on the list first. But the list went up like 2 hours, 3 hours before he'd start accepting people. So I'd have to be there like 6:30 in the morning, so I'd already daven there. And then I go into Hasidah Shul, and those Hasidim, they wear the zebra coats. What are they called?
Toldot
Aaron. Okay. So they yell in their tefillah. And I found that when I'm in a shul where everyone's yelling, and I could raise my voice and talk to the Rabbon Shalom and not feel self-conscious, I daven a different tefillah. And it holds me for a long time afterwards. The same thing with some people, if they go to the woods and they have a tefillah, that's what can move them. So I think a person has to think about what experience is going to move him. The theoretical thought, you know, I'm having a great opportunity talking to my Creator and it's a gift. And Mikamcha Yisrael, who has this gift that they can speak to God? Ashelo Elokim Krovim Elav, that Hashem is so close to us. Bechol Koreinu, whenever we call, He's there. Some people, if they at least bear that thought in mind, with time they'll connect to that thought. But I think for most people, the key is to try and have experiences that uplift us. Sometimes if you go to a shul where there's a chazan that sings beautifully and the whole chorus sings beautifully, that moves you. For some people, it's finding the home environment, the environment they had where they down in the shul they grew up in. Every person has to find what moves them, but I think it's not only normal, I think everyone has it on some level. That's why it's called avoda. Prayer is called work. What's work about it? I'm talking. No, it's avodah shebalev, to start focusing. Ain't easy. Not easy. Chazal called it work. Now, that being said, so we said, A, it's normal. B, we should try to think of experiences, how to develop our tefillah. I found there's a shul across the street from the shuk, where Avariah Levine used to daven. And it's called Zoharei Chama. You've heard of it? They have a sundial at the top of the roof. And a lot of big tzaddikim davened in that shul. And when I have to go to the shuk, I very often daven there. Now, I wasn't expecting anything davening in a shul that has probably about 5,000 to 10,000 people davening in it every day. It's like a factory. I never thought I'd have any exceptional kavanah, but when I walk into that place, I feel like I'm in a different world. I feel more connection to my tefillah in that shul than at the kotel. Go figure. I wasn't expecting it. I don't know why. I can't place it. I had a funny experience when I visited a community in the U.S. a few years ago. I came to Shachris, and suddenly I had the most beautiful Shachris in my life. Now, I wasn't expecting it because there was this shul where the mechitzas were about like really low, like at the border. These people who were like on the border of a very, very modern orthodoxy. But this was the only shul where I was. So I said, okay, you know, it was a Sunday morning. I found a place to stand where I couldn't see the Ezra Snashim anyways. And I said, okay. And I found after davening that I had the nicest davening I'd had in years. So I sat down and thought to myself, what was unusual about this davening? And I realized that what was unusual is that in America, when they call davening for 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock is when people start putting on their talis and tefillin. In Israel, if you come to a 7 o'clock minyan, start putting on your talis and tefillin, by the time you're started, they're at your shtabach. Yeah. So 7 o'clock really means quarter to 7. And I never put the two together. I'd always come at 7 and be frustrated that, you know, it seems funny, right? Why after 10 years I'm in Israel, I couldn't figure it out, right? I looked at myself like, duh, what's going on here? And I don't have an answer. I don't know why I didn't figure it out earlier. But, you know, you look at the calendar, they say prayers at 7, you show up at 7, right? You show up at 5 to 7, you feel pious. Really, 7 o'clock here in Israel means quarter to 7, but I never figured that out. Till I was at this community where I said, wait a second, why was prayer so pleasurable here? So sometimes there are little things that bug us. Sometimes it's the chazan, sometimes it's the fact that there's no air. You could be in a shul where it's too hot, too cold. It sounds funny, but at the end of the day, these things affect us. So a person has to try and find the aura, the experience that will move you. And sometimes it's enough if you experience it once a week or once a month, and then it can you can hold on to it. You go to shul. I don't know why here in Israel, most communities, they don't sing davening. I don't get it. I come from America. I mean, I was born here, but I grew up there. Over there, good chazan moved the kehillah to singing. Here, for some reason, Shabbos Kedusha, I don't hear singing. I don't know why. I've davened Sfaradi. I didn't notice. I mean, yeah, they have a little bit of a tune, but nothing close to what you have in America. In America, you have tunes that really move you. And I don't know why they don't do it here. They start a Karlbach minion here in the neighborhood, and really over there, you have a lot of singing, and I walk into Shabbos differently coming out of that shul. So I think that a person has to see what moves him. Like each person, you know, a Sephardi needs a Sephardi minion, Ashkenazi needs Ashkenazi. We had guys here who were Dutch, so they'd walk a long distance every Shabbos to the Dutch shul. But that's what was important to them, because that was their experience. That's how they felt at home. Shul is something you have to feel at home with, and it's something to think about when you choose a community, because here in Israel, it's very different than in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, the shul and the kehillah take on a big role in people's life. That's where they connect. All week they're out with the goyim, they come to shul. Shul's their community. Here in Israel, the army's your community, Bnei Akiva's your community, yeshiva, whatever, but it's not the shul. It's much less the shul. You have much less of a kehillah community here in Israel. It's the yeshuv, it's a lot of things, but it's not the shul. It's much less the shul. And people who come from Chutz La'aretz to Israel very often find themselves lost because of that. They don't have what they would have wanted here. So it's something to think about. Now, all that being said, let's get to the third point you raised, about skipping in tefillah. So technically, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Tov me'at b'chavana, better say less with kavana, than say a whole lot more without kavana. So that doesn't apply to everything. You can't just say two prayers in Shmon Esrei and say, I had kavana, I did my job. No, it's not referring to all of davening. Shmon Esrei must be said in completion. Shema, it's blessings. There, we don't take shortcuts. But when it comes to Psukei Dezimra, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtabach, there, technically, a person could. And here, I gave this answer previously, and then this past year, I saw that Rav Chaim David HaLevi writes the thought, and I'm happy I was mechaven to his thought. Technically, halachically, you're within your right to say, I'm going to say Baruch Sha'amar, and I'm going to say Ashrei, one Halleluka, and Yishtabach. And this way I'll be focused with what I say, and great. But practically, usually once people enter this mode, they don't get out of it. They're always taking the shortcut. So, if a person does it, it's on his responsibility to get out of it, to work his way up. And sometimes that's the right move, especially when a person's doing tshuva. Sometimes people find themselves in shul 45 minutes after shul's over because they can't keep up with the tzibu, and that's frustrating. And in order for the tshuva process to be successful, we have to try and avoid frustration. And being that technically, halachically, that's okay, so that's a decent shortcut to take if a person sees the other way he's having frustrations. So this is where it gets individual. A person's own rabbi could help him think about it, or a person can decide for himself. A person is within his rights to say, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtamach. If he could, he should add something. There's one other thing which very often helps, and that is to learn about tefillah. If we take time to learn, what do the words mean, and how much depth they have. What I did when I found that I was having a hard time with Kavanah, yeah, me too. So what I did was on Matzei Shabbos, I'd have a Seder learning about tefillah, and I'd learn 5 to 10 minutes on Matzei Shabbat, and then I challenged myself, that one sentence in Hodu, let's say, that one sentence that I learned this Matzei Shabbat, I should be focused on. Everything else I don't have to be focused on. Now what happens? You tell yourself, you don't have to think about what you're saying. You just have to focus on that sentence. So you say that sentence, and then you tell yourself, okay, I'm free, I'm off the hook, I don't have to focus. And realistically, you tell yourself, what am I, a bum? I'm going to talk to God, and I'm not going to focus on what I'm saying. So you end up focusing on another sentence or two. Next week you learn another sentence, and then you suddenly realize, hey, this sentence has so much meaning. And last week's sentence had so much meaning. And slowly a person can develop his kavanah and tefillah. When we work sentence by sentence and learn what they mean, and that was the goal behind Dov's Minute originally, that we'd go sentence by sentence, understanding what each sentence means. Those are possible thoughts. If you come up with other suggestions that are better, let me know, so I'll have a better answer for the next guy, but those are my thoughts.